Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Up with their scope, work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out.
Make hay!
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one said you're in charge. That's okay, I know where they are. In the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey!
Try and
hey!
For a night.
Hey!
Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. Start the fire and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
it for a night,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knocker back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong turn to anybody away. When the boots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for a night,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
for a night,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffney. Oktoberfest 2024. My goodness, my tongue is so tied right now. What a day it's been.
Oh. Kind of surprised you can talk after all the drinks that were forced upon us.
Yes, that Munich barley that he imports is just freaking amazing. Oh, geez, it didn't take very long, did it?
No, you mentioned beer, and he's going to chastise us. Here we go. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we?
Well, we're good, Father. It's Oktoberfest. We had a good day at Tilted Access. Another Oktoberfest down. We'll put this one in the books. The rain held off for us. We thought it was going to rain, but the good Lord held off the rain.
Oh, yes, that's good. I don't have no rain here either.
Did you see our pictures on the internet?
Those are some silly-looking hats, boys.
I know, Father, but we're trying to, you know, celebrate Munich and the German and the coming of fall, and you know how that goes.
Oh, yes, I suppose so, I do.
So did you get to watch any of them sports today?
Oh, yeah, Michigan football game. It was a good game. I enjoyed it.
And how about them Tigers?
Oh, how about them Tigers? Holy commotion.
They're going to the playoffs. So when was the last time, Father? I mean, I know that you emigrated here quite a few years ago, but when was the last time where you had the Detroit Red Wings on a winning streak, you had the Detroit Tigers on a winning streak, and you had the Detroit Lions on a winning streak?
Oh, geez, I don't know if that's ever happened since I've been in Michigan. I don't think it has.
Now if we could just get the Pistons to turn things around.
I think that's not going to happen. Not anytime soon.
There's a lot of work to be done there.
That's for doggone sure.
Well, I drove by the church today, Father. We got to get them leaves raked up in the yard.
Well, you know, that's kind of funny because I was about to bring that up in this phone call. When can we work something out with that?
Well, we'll see if we can't get some local kids to help out with that or something. Is it causing trouble?
Well, no, but I just think it looks a little messy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if we can't get it done. We need to till up your garden, too.
That's for sure. It's all done. I got all the tomatoes. I've got everything I need out of there now. Time to call it an end.
Well, I'm glad you blessed my deer last weekend. We got that all processed up. I got to get you some venison. We'll make some venison chili out of it.
I dare you.
The Lord provided for us for that, for sure.
That's for sure, yes. You know, I talked to Joe, your brother.
Yeah? What do you have to say?
Oh, he said he was awfully warm out there that day when you were searching for that deer.
Yeah, it was. It was 85 degrees out there.
Holy smokes, walking through the woods, oh, jeepers, creepers.
Yeah, yeah, it was a lot.
I can bet it was, you know. But hey, what the heck, it's worth it. I'm getting some venison out of it.
That's right. It's a good deal, Father. Well, Father, should we do a toast? I was going to do a toast. We've been doing toasts.
Did you forget who you're talking to?
We've been doing toasts all day at Oktoberfest, Father. I figured I was going to celebrate all the sports teams winning and autumn upon us and everything else. And autumn is a season, not a girl. Don't you think anything bad about me.
I know better than that, for heaven's sake.
Well, anyway. So well, if we could get a blessing from you, we'll get on about our night and leave you be for tomorrow.
All right. Well, boys, I hope you have a good night tonight. May your music play well, and your evenings go night.
And go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
All right, Father. Thank you very much. Good night, Father.
Good night.
From France we get the brandy, from Martinique the rum. Sweet red Cabernet from Italy does come. But the fairest of them all, me boys, the one to beat the day, is made from apples of the mighty Saguenay. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. One pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. She's called the Dredna Cider, she's proper and she's fine. And when the day is over, sure I wish that she were mine. Or in the dark of winter, or on a summer's eve. Oh, one hand giveth and the other doth receive. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So turn your sails over and bring her hard to port. Find that little star and fly straight into the north. The wild sun upon your back, the wind a-blowing free. You're rolling up the river, boys, to old Chicoutimi. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. See, so you can have
have a Magnus and pour it over ice. Or you can have a Strongbow if it's sadness that you like. Or join us up the river and we'll set your hearts aglow. And how you'll feel when the real cider starts to flow. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. One pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Roos. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grog or ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Roos.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One day as I went donkey all by the sea, the sun it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a quiet pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went into the barman, I said, give me a stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer to sold out. Try whiskey or vodka, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumbuck.
After lowering the turd I headed straight for the yard, where I bumped into Brophy, the big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? Well, I upped with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. Oh, sure 'twasn't, I hit him through the Johnny Jumbuck. And the next thing I met down in Yalway the sea was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid of me life, I'll be hit by a car. Would you help me across to the railway man's bar? And after 3 pints of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced at his feet.
Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. 'Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumbuck.
Road a friend for to see, they call it the Mad House in Cork by the Lee. When I got up there, the truth I do tell, they had the poor bugger locked up in his cell. Says the guard testing him, say these words if you can.
Around the ragged rocks, the ragged rascal ran.
Tell them I'm not crazy, tell them I'm not mad, 'twas only 6 pints of that cider I had. Now a man died in the Union by the name of McNab. They washed him and placed him outside on a slab. And after the coroner his measurements to take, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. It was about 12 o'clock and the beer it was high. The corpse he sat up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up, till I bring them a pint of the Johnny Jumbuck.
Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. 'Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumbuck. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. 'Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jumbuck. Thank you.
lager from the tap or shots of paddy from the shelf. He could open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the devil himself, Johnny Tar. And the word got around that Johnny Tar was no pretender. From Clare to here they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Mac's, the rising sun, or at the Swan, he was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11, when all the booze would be gone, Johnny Tar. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Johnny walked into the castle bar, looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses, I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints and knocking him back like candy, he was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy, Johnny Tar. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Oh.
Johnny drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tar. Even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me.
Story tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the 5 Cork women had to bury Johnny Tar. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts to rain, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink and die. Well, we finally got him out the door and popped him again the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He phoned the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and dry. Thank you.
either side. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his bald head and a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tar. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. The rumble's loud. Johnny's falling up in heaven and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. In the big pub, way up in the sky, you never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie.
Saturday, October 19th, the place to be is the Corona Road Bar. It's the Sessions Concert Series, where I get bands that I play on the show and get them on a stage for you to see live. On October 19th, I'll be at the CRB presenting The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, and Slumlord Radio. No cover charge, no tickets to buy, just come on in and check out some great Michigan-made music. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint, 9 p.m. The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, Slumlord Radio. It's the Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. We got them bills paid. We had music from Gaelic Storm there, the Dreadnoughts. Man, what a visit from Father John.
Yeah.
But we don't want to bother you because tonight's show is going to be less talk and more tunes. We have had enough Oktoberfest beer to fill a whole trough.
Yeah.
So that being said, we're going to kick this set off with Seamus Kennedy. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
I went to the pub after working all day, and I ordered a slow Guinness stout. But the yuppies were yapping so loud on their cell phones, the barman did not hear me shout. He brought me a glass and a bottle of Bud and set them down in front of me. Well, I coughed and I sputtered in pure disbelief. Then I sang out this chorus with glee. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is true. Then the waitress came by when I'd finished my first one, a frazzled young woman named Jill. She snatched up my empty without even looking and went off to get a refill. She brought me a glass of some pale fizzy liquid and said, here's the Bud you asked for. Well, I gave her a glare that would knock down a moose, and I sang out this chorus once more. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is true. So if ever you're seeking a beer with great flavor to round out your day or your meal, and they serve you a Miller, a Coors, or a Schlitz, or some other brand that ain't real. If the King of Beers is your only selection, I hope that you'll answer like this. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys. I won't drink 12 ounces of that lousy beer. Oh, put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale. It's not the right flavor for me. The color's all wrong and there's not enough foam, and it's got all the kick of weak tea. Pull me a pint of that good Guinness stout with a body you cannot see through. Put that Budweiser back in the Clydesdale, boys, and pour me a beer that is, pour me a beer that is, pour me a beer that is true.
Got to do a song about a young lady called Sarah. And Sarah held a whole bunch of different jobs. I'm going to sing about them right now. And this is an audience participation song, so let me explain your participation part. I'm going to sing each verse all the way through once, and then we'll do it a second time. But the second time around, you're on your own. Okay?
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. All day long she sits and shines. All day long she shines and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a shoeshine shop. On your own. Sarah, 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 sitting in a shoeshine shop.
Very good, no mistakes.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. All day long she sits and shifts. All day long she shifts and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a Chevrolet. Here we go. Sarah, 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 sitting in a Chevrolet.
This song is going to be no fun if you keep getting them right.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. All day long she sits on ships. All day long on ships she sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship.
Ready?
Sarah. Sarah, Sarah, sitting on a battleship. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop. All day long she sits and shucks. All day long she shucks and sits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop.
Watch it.
Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a seafood shop.
I think I heard a mistake from the guy right in front here.
Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. All day long she flocks her ducks.
all day long her ducks she flocks. Sarah, Sarah, working with a flock of ducks. Away, Sarah. With a flock of ducks. You said it, didn't you? You said it. I saw you. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. All day long she fits and tucks. All day long she tucks and fits. Sarah, Sarah, sitting in a sewing shop. Careful,
Sarah.
Sitting in a sewing shop. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. All day long she sips her Schlitz. All day long her Schlitz she sips. Sarah, Sarah, sipping on a bottle of Schlitz. Take it away,
Sarah.
Sipping on a bottle of
From the green and lovely lakes of Kilashandra. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you run medals down in Flanders. Tell her how the IRA made you run.
rocks up than you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Oh, my father was an Ulster man, from Protestant was he. My mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, was she. They were married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day that I was born, and things are rather tough. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Baptized by Father Riley, I was rushed away by car to be made a little orange man, me father's shining star. I was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, to my father I was William, while my mother called me Pat. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. With mother every Sunday to mass I proudly stroll, and after that Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. For votes I tried to claim me, but I was smart because I played the flute or played the harp, depending where I was. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. One day, my mad relations came round to visit me, just as my father's kinfolk were all sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight, and me be strictly neutral, I bashed everyone in sight. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Now my parents never could agree about my time in school. My learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool.
That's right.
They both passed on, God rest them, but left me caught between that awful cover problem of the orange and the green. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Yes, it is the biggest mix-up that you have never seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
All right, that was the Orange and the Green with the Irish Rovers right here on the Blarney Hour. He's Adam Harehuck. I'm Drew Duffney.
Hello.
My gosh, already we are getting down to the last set of the night, and I can't believe it's gone this far. But there's absolutely, you know, when you got my father being Protestant and my mother being Catholic, little bit of confusion when the baby's born. There's absolutely no confusion here. This is the end of the night for us at the Blarney Hour, but stick around for sessions. We got some of the vulgar portion of the set. We got Thomas Benjamin with No More Fucks. We got a couple other things coming up and some Poxy Boggers to close out the night. Good night, everybody.
Tried and I've tried even more. I've cried, and I can't recall what for. I've pressed, I've pushed, I've yelled, I've begged in hopes of some success. But the inevitable fact is that it never will impress. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have runneth dry. I've tried to go fuck shopping, but there's no fucks left to buy. I've no more fucks to give, though more fucks I've tried to get. I'm over my fuck budget, and I'm now in fucking debt. I strive to get everything done. I've played by all the rules, but I've very rarely won. I've smiled, I've charmed, I've wooed and laughed, alas, to no avail. I've run round like a moron to unequivocally fail. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck fuse has just blown. I've been hunting for my fucks all day, but they've upped and fucked off home. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck rations are depleted. I've rallied my fuck army, but it's been fucking defeated. The effort has just not been worth the time or the expense. I've exhausted all my energy. to realize that I don't give a fuck at all. I've no more fucks to give. My fucks have flown away. My fucks are now so fucked off they refuse to fucking stay. I've no more fucks to give. My fucks have gone insane. They've come back round and passed me while they're fucking off again. I've no more fucks to give. My fucks have all dissolved. I plan many projects, but my fucks won't be involved. I've no more fucks to give. My fucks have all been spent. They've fucked off from the building and I don't know where they went. I've no more fucks to give.
To be where they hold the authority, but we can't stop spoiling it for the kids. The hippest joint that we don't know that makes us more desperate to go. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. We just can't leave them to it and let them have their fun. Brazenly invade their space, then wonder where they've gone. But nothing makes a party quite as sad as it being crashed by your mum and dad. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. Afraid of missing out on the latest trend, or that our days of being relevant will come to an end. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. Stubbornly refusing to act our age, frantically trying to keep ourselves engaged. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. We burst up with excitement at the cool new trend we found, then tried to find the places where the head cats hang around. But the kids all know that the jig is up when the over 30s decide to rock up. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. Ladies and gentlemen, the piano skills of Mr. Ben Dawson, I think that deserves a huzzah. He's actually a classically trained concert pianist who's worked with some of the biggest names in the business. And he enjoys what he likes to refer to as channeling Mrs. Mills on my albums, all three of them in fact. It's like asking a Michelin star chef to boil an egg. Responsibility or cares has long since passed, so we take away theirs. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. Busting out confusing new lingo to prove we're the ones who are in the know. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. We treat them with increasing suspicion, fear and scorn, while trying to convince them they don't know that they're born. Then strip away opportunity for jobs or university. We can't stop spoiling it. We can't stop spoiling it. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. Thank you very much indeed.
Had a lass with a nice round ass.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Leaving little crop circles when she sits in the grass.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
She's sweet and kind and tends my need.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
And no grass will grow where I plant my seed.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
I once had a lass with great big breasts.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
She'd a mountain range upon her chest.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
Tis a wondrous thing
sing, as each man knows.
Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
But no matter how I suckle, no milk will flow.
Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
I once had a lass with a figure fair.
Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
With hourglass curves and chestnut hair.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
She says, pay up if you want the rest.
Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
So I left my pearls upon her breast.
Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
I once had a lass who could go all night.
Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
She never needed rest, it was quite a sight.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
Her stamina was hard to top.
Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
I get out of breath when I blow her up.
Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho. And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
I once had a lass with a full sex life.
Hey! Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Too popular to be a wife.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
She makes the rent fair boys all thicken. Hey!
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Cause she's tattooed goth, bisexual, wicked.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
I once had a lass with a conny wide.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
You'd marvel at the things you'd find inside.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
Four wedding rings and a mouse so far.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
A full case of beer and a Cuban cigar.
Tumble all around with me, hey, naughty ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
Had a lass who lived in a hole.
Hey! Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
I lowered her water down in a pool.
For tuppence and a wink, she's ready to go.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Hey! Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
Or else it gets the hose again.
Tumble all around with me, hey, nanny ho.
Yeah!
And I'll follow that lass where'er she'll go.
A pretty girl men fight for, they've even started wars. How pretty does she have to be when she's down upon all fours? I find the ones who aren't so pretty are diamonds in the rough. Cause pretty girls may look good, but the ugly know their stuff. To spend the night with Mabel, I overcame my fears by going to the cock and bulls and drinking 50 beers. She'll do it all night long, that girl, she never calls it quits. And her favorite way to please me is by romping with her.
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round her head.
Mary's such a lazy girl, she never wants to work. With scabs and bites and bed sores, her task she always shirks. But when she gets to walk in, I love to watch her strut. Cause I know later on she'll let me put it in her.
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round her head.
Claire is such a scrawny girl, it's short as she is thin. With buck teeth and a lazy eye and warts upon her chin. But when she gets a man in bed, she'll toss him like a rock. It's like the devil takes her when she's lying on my...
Be they ugly or unsightly or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round her head.
There's Gertie from Newcastle who smells like fish and beer. She's got one brow across her head and a cyst upon her ear. But once you get to know her, you'll really love that lass. Cause when she goes to work, she'll suck the bed sheet through your...
Be they ugly or unsightly, or just plain make you sick. Every girl is pretty with her lips wrapped round her head.
Madge is not a pretty one, she frightens all the boys. But if they only knew about the technique she employs, she'll swirl and twirl and spin you, then point it at her bum, then grin that toothless smile.